going on, everybody? Welcome to another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, exclusively here as always on the Casa D18 Studios channel. I, of course, am your host, the Renegade JJ Williams, and today we're going to move forward in the later part of the Tom Hanks filmography, and we're going to go to the year 2009 and discuss The Great Buck Howard, starring John Malkovich, Colin Hanks, Emily Blunt, Steve Zahn, Tom Hanks, Matthew Gray Gubler, and Don Most, and featuring cameos by Gary Coleman, Michael Winslow, Martha Stewart, Regis Philbin, Kelly Ripa, George Takei, and others. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me here once again for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. And like I said during the introduction, today we're going to discuss The Great Buck Howard, which isn't as much of a Tom Hanks film as it is a vehicle for his son, Colin Hanks. But Tom Hanks is in it, and guess who he plays? That's right, he plays the role of Colin Hanks's character's father. Not a hard job to do, I am sure. But alas, although this is not a starring vehicle for Tom, it is a starring vehicle for his son. Tom is in it. So let's get down to it now, shall we? As our movie opens, Troy Gable defies his father and leaves law school in order to pursue his dream of becoming a writer in Los Angeles. So in order to support himself, he takes a job as the road manager for the great Buck Howard, a fading mentalist. Troy comes to enjoy traveling with Buck to performances in smaller venues such as Bakersfield, California, and Akron, Ohio. In particular, Troy sincerely admires Buck's signature trick, which is to have someone in the audience hide his fee for that night's performance, which he then unfailingly discovers. Valerie Brennan is a publicist who is sent to join Troy and Buck in Cincinnati, Ohio, as a replacement for a more senior colleague in order to promote Buck's still secret attempt to resurrect his career. Valerie is disgusted by Buck's verbal abuse towards her and Troy, with whom she becomes romantically involved. Buck reveals that his comeback will involve putting hundreds of people, which only turns out to actually be a few dozen, to sleep and then awakening them as if they had been dead. The trick works, but despite a large press turnout, no one is there to record the act, since the news media is called away at the last second to cover a car accident involving Jerry Springer. Furious at this turn of events, Buck unfairly blames the mishap on Troy and Valerie, and then faints from exhaustion. In the hospital, Buck and Troy discover that the media absence actually worked in Buck's favor, as the rumors reported by the news media exaggerated the scope of Buck's act. And as a result, Buck returns to the limelight as a retro hip phenomenon. He appears on television shows such as those of Jon Stewart, Regis Philbin, Conan O'Brien, and others. And Buck is then reunited with his estranged friend, George Takei, who sings to him what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Buck finally gets the call that he has been waiting for, to once again perform on The Tonight Show. Now, Buck had previously performed on The Tonight Show when Johnny Carson was the host 61 times during the height of his career, but he has never once been on the show since Jay Leno took it over. However, Buck ends up getting bumped by Tom Arnold, who has way too much material and uses up Buck's time. As a result, Buck refuses an immediate offer to come back and appear on The Tonight Show the following week, but instead agrees to receive an offer to headline a date in Las Vegas. When the limelight on Buck dims once more, after he fails to find his money for the first time ever during his Las Vegas premiere, Troy leaves him and, through Valerie's connections, lands a job with a celebrated TV writer. After some time, Troy sees from an ad in the newspaper that Buck is doing his show once again in Bakersfield, California. Buck is clearly back where he feels the most comfortable, and once again successfully performs his signature trick, leaving Troy to wonder whether Buck doesn't have some mysterious talent after all. Now, Buck's character in this film was inspired by the amazing Kreskin, an entertainer and mentalist who had his own television series called The Amazing World of Kreskin. Kreskin appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson 61 times between 1970 and 1980, and he came to prominence once again from the 80s through the 90s, thanks in part to Late Night with David Letterman and The Howard Stern Show. This was another really good one. You know, I've never really seen that much of Colin Hanks's work, so it was cool to kind of see him on his own in a leading role, you know, second only to John Malkovich, who of course is playing Buck Howard in this film. But it was cool to see Colin Hanks out there, you know, in a starring vehicle. I think the only other thing I had really ever seen Colin in is That Thing You Do, which in of itself is a blink and you miss it part as he escorts Liv Tyler to her seat for the big performance towards the end from The Wonders on the television show. I know he's done quite a few things. I know he's got some films out there. He was on or is on the TV show Fargo. I've even met Colin Hanks. Bumped into him at an LA Kings game one day. But I had never seen too much of his work. And the fact that this film fell into my lap here in the Tom Hanks filmography, because Tom, of course, like I said in the beginning, is playing his father in this film, this was a really nice surprise for me, because Colin is just as good of an actor as his father. At least he was in this role. This role really made me want to try to dig in and unearth some more Colin Hanks films to maybe, you know, look into and see how he does. But I was thoroughly, thoroughly impressed with this film. You know, I said back at the beginning of this month when we did He Knows You're Alone, not every film in this month of Tom Hanks films is Tom Hanks going to be the star. Because there just happened to be enough films, without counting the Toy Stories and without counting The Simpsons, which is just a brief, brief cameo, there were just enough films to really fill up the month here. So this was a really nice development and feature that not only featured Tom Hanks, but was a good starring vehicle for his son, Colin. When it comes to my rating of this film, I'm going to give this film 4 out of 5 stars. I really got caught up in the magic that is the great Buck Howard. And much like the fans in attendance at his shows, much like even Colin Hanks's character, you sit there wondering, how does he do it? How does he find his fee every time? There's no earpiece in his ear, nobody telling him where to go. He just finds it. You know, the amazing Kreskin, out of his entire career, only failed at that trick, I think what I read was 10 or 11 times in his entire career. The man is in his 80s or 90s now, still performing, by the way. You can still catch him on New Year's Eve celebrations, giving his predictions for the following year. But how is a trick like that accomplished? You can pretty much figure other sleight of hand tricks out. But something like that takes a gift. And the way John Malkovich pulls it off, and again, kudos to John Malkovich, because most of the stuff I've seen him in, he is creepy or he is evil or he's a combination of both. He was a good guy in this. Yeah, he was a bit of an a-hole from time to time, a little abusive sometimes verbally. But when you're as set in your ways with your act as Buck Howard is and was, you need things to be done a certain way. Otherwise, the vibe for the whole performance gets thrown off. So while I'm not entirely defending him, some of his behavior can be understandable. 4 stars out of 5, though. This was a great film. If you guys have the opportunity to pick it up or check it out, highly recommend it. Those of you that have seen The Great Buck Howard, what do you think? Let me know. If you're watching the premiere, leave your thoughts and comments over here. If you're watching on demand later in the day, leave your thoughts and comments down here. Whatever you do, though, when you get out there on social media, let's try to get those hashtags trending. Hashtag Casa D18 Studios, hashtag Renegades Reviews, hashtag Renegade Returns, and of course, the ever popular hashtag Shenanigans.
Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you. Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money's made.
Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, when we pick up the Robert Langdon series and we discuss Angels and Demons, starring Tom Hanks, Ewan McGregor, Ailette Zurer, Stellan Skarsgård, Pierre Francisco Favino, and Armin Mueller Stahl. You're not going to want to miss out on that one tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, right back here on an all-new Renegades Reviews, when we pick up the Robert Langdon story and we discuss Angels and Demons. To all my loyal fans and viewers out there that tuned in for the premiere, leaving your thoughts and comments over here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Likewise, all my loyal fans and viewers out there tuned in a little bit later in the day, watching on demand, leaving your thoughts and comments down here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate all my loyal fans and viewers out there who tune in on a regular basis, showing me that love, showing me that support, digging up in the archives, those old episodes, watching them and reliving them to help boost up my viewership hours so I can eventually get monetized, make some money on this endeavor. Thank you once again to each and every one of you who tuned in and joined me here today. And I will see you guys next time.